Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Woo! What a Sunday post-Thanksgiving! Nobody was taking it easy. Nobody was resting, recovering, relaxing. None of the R&Rs were taking place in the world of sports on the Sunday after Thanksgiving. And really, we could extend it to the Saturday as well. If you think about everything that transpired, that's a Mike Tomlin word, everything that transpired in the last, let's say, 48 hours in the world of college football. So, it's definitely one of those weekends where you feel like you're sitting on a powder keg everywhere you look. In the NFL, we know that's the case week in and week out. We should know. If 2021 has taught us anything at all, it's that you should expect the unexpected. And when you make predictions, the NFL laughs in your face. And that things really do change from week to week, from game to game, from half to half, sometimes from play to play. This was quite a Sunday, but it cannot overshadow what happened on Saturday. Rivalry weekend in college football, and it's capped by the stunning announcement that Lincoln Riley is leaving Oklahoma and will take the head coaching job at Southern Cal, at USC. I'm stunned by this, to say the least. And already the fallout is happening in Norman, or with the Sooners. So they lose Bedlam on Saturday in what can only be described as a gutsy, impressive rally by the Oklahoma State Cowboys. And then hours later, even as OU is on the cusp of joining the SEC, even if it doesn't happen next year, it's coming down the pike. And he bolts for USC. I saw one person compare this to Kevin Durant leaving the Thunder and joining the Golden State Warriors, but it doesn't quite have that feel, right? Because Lincoln Riley is leaving a conference that Oklahoma has dominated for a good portion of the last 10 years. Now, he wasn't the head coach for all of those 10 years. He took over when Bob Stoops stepped away. Incidentally, Stoops is returning to become the interim head coach. Anyway, so Lincoln Riley is leaving just as Oklahoma and Texas are supposed to make this big move and going to a Pac-12 that has been down on its luck and not played great, consistent football over the last few years. We've seen flashes, but not like what we've seen from Oklahoma in the Big 12. So you can form whatever theories that you like. Lincoln Riley did release a statement and called this the most difficult decision of his life. We'll find out what the contract is all about and ultimately what it took to pry Riley away from the Sooners. But four consecutive Big 12 titles, three college football playoff appearances in his first four seasons. Though the Sooners won't make the Big 12 championship game because of that loss in Bedlam on Saturday night. So this was huge. He had said he's not going to be the next head coach at LSU. Clearly, he chose his words carefully. after the Bedlam loss. That wasn't a, hey, I'm sticking around at Oklahoma. No, it was, I'm just not going to LSU. Or maybe, if you read between the lines, I'm not going to the SEC. And so there's a lot happening in college football. The four overtimes in the Iron Bowl and Alabama survives. And then, of course, the first big victory for Jim Harbaugh in the Michigan-Ohio State rivalry. In the snow. Football in the snow is just better. I loved it. I love the atmosphere in Ann Arbor, Michigan on Saturday. And what a way for the Wolverines to dominate, to secure their spot in the Big Ten championship. And all those conference championships come up over the next week. So there's a lot to get to. I'll just really quickly tell you the latest AP polls. So these are not the college football playoff rankings, but what the Associated Press has to say about college football's best teams. Michigan leaping to number two behind Georgia, who is the unanimous number one for the eighth consecutive week. But get this, for the whole last month, a different team has been number two behind Georgia. So it's been total chaos behind the Bulldogs. Highest ranking for the Wolverines since number two in 2016. So it's been a hot minute. Cincinnati moved up to number three, leapfrogging over Alabama. So it's Georgia, Michigan, Cincinnati, Alabama, Oklahoma State at number five now, Notre Dame at six, Ohio State slips to number seven. Tumbling five spots. We'll see if the college football playoff rankings reflect what the AP rankings tell us on this Sunday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. It is still technically Thanksgiving weekend in parts of the United States and North America. So I can still eat leftover desserts, right? You can still eat leftover desserts. You can just still eat leftovers without any guilt, with zero guilt. I put this on Twitter and some of you responded with, it's a month of no guilt. Well, heck no. I'd be 400 pounds heavier if I spent the next month eating the way that I have over the past 3 days. So that's a negative, Ghost Rider. I'll be back on the bike doing the cardio and also raking some leaves on Monday. But man, what a great Thanksgiving weekend. It was an extended weekend, a supersized weekend. I hope that you all enjoyed it. And it was exactly what you needed, whether family, friends, maybe both, food, so much food, fun, football. And then let's hope it wasn't brutal travel. I actually went to Lancaster, Pennsylvania over the weekend for some Christmas shopping. And then we also caught a show at a theater in the area. And so we woke up from our Airbnb at, oh my gosh, I think I was awake at 6:45 on Sunday morning because I did not want to deal with the traffic inbound back to New Jersey. And as I was driving into work, after listening to the Sunday Night Football postgame show on Westwood One, I was hearing all these news reports about crazy travel snarls and snags, and just so thankful. Even though it'll require being up more than 24 hours, I'm glad that I made it back without too many headaches. And it was a really wonderful Thanksgiving weekend, far better than I expected. So hope the same for you. Lots of, well, not just dessert observations, but lots of Thanksgiving weekend football observations on my Twitter, A-Law Radio. So check that out at your leisure. And then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. When we were back with you, or when we were last with you, excuse me, on Thursday night into Friday morning, we had the chance to hang out with Matt the Musher, our adopted Iditarod racer from Alaska. And he was posting videos of not only his weekend run, but also his daughter who was driving a team. And he went down the line with his dogs and introduced them all on video. It was hysterical to see them dancing around and jumping up and down, barking at him. They were just talking. They were active. They were chomping at the bit to go. So if you haven't seen that video, it's on his Facebook page. I'm not sure about his Twitter. I know we have the link to his Facebook on our Facebook page. And maybe we can share that again as we get through this edition of the show. But it's going to be a doozy, so try to keep up, will you? Try to keep up with the sled dogs of football sports radio.
Man, we got dogs.
So many dogs. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. By now you know this. This is not a surprise, though it's worth repeating. The AFC North is weird, and it's wacky, and sometimes it makes zero sense whatsoever. The game on Sunday Night Football between Browns and Ravens was one of the candidates for After Hours Game of the Week in the NFL. It did not win. And I think if you look at these two teams going into the game, you could see this might have been a game in which it was fewer possessions, fewer drives, a battle for ball control. Except it turned out to be really the opposite. Credit the Ravens defense for limiting what the Browns were able to do on the ground. But it's hard to find any rhythm whatsoever if all you're doing is turning the ball over. Have you ever seen a first half like the one we just saw in Baltimore? You want to talk about UGLY, you ain't got no alibi, yo ugly. Oh my gosh. It was like getting what's that term? A whiplash. Like whiplash. The ball going back and forth, and just one of those games where you think, okay, I can't take much more of this. This is depressing.
Shotgun snap. Lamar Jackson back. Over the middle, throws. It's tipped, and it is picked off. Denzel Ward's got it. Ward racing across the field, racing left and right, and finally brought down. Big play. Malcolm Smith deflected it up in the air, and Denzel Ward went down and got it, and Ronnie Harrison is hurt. From his own 25, drops back to pass, in the pocket, throws, middle is picked off. Brad Delpit's got it. Delpit then gets knocked down inside the 30 at the 27-yard line. Grant Delpit comes up with the pick. Jackson's got the snap. Back in the pocket, throws, middle, and it is picked off. The Browns get another one. Their third of the half. As getting in there to pick it off for the Browns is Ronnie Harrison.
The Browns have picked him off.
Wow, Ronnie Harrison comes up with a diving interception at the 33-yard line of the Browns. Their third pick here in the first half. Jackson, three interceptions, Doug, in his last five passes. Browns have it first and 10 at the Raven 34. Chubb on the left hip of Mayfield. Mayfield brings Landry back into the backfield. It's going to be a direct snap to Landry. Mayfield's on his right hip. Landry rolls left. He rolls left. Now he's got open field. Now he's rolling him to the right. Now he got hit. The ball comes out. Loose ball on the field. And the Ravens are saying they have it. It is. Looks like it's Baltimore ball. And it is. Hunt in the backfield. Play clock is at 6 from the Raven 28-yard line.
Ready, go.
He's got the snap. Back, looking. He's got a screen set up, and the ball got knocked away. Mayfield fumbles. Loose ball out by midfield. And let's see which way is it going. Mayfield got into the pile to try and get it. It is Baltimore ball.
A turnover, turnover, turnover.
So the Ravens come up with another big turnover.
All right. Well, that pretty much tells the story of the first half and honestly sets the tone of this entire game. Jim Donovan talking about first three interceptions by Lamar Jackson in the first half and then two fumbles by the Browns. I can't figure out if they're coming or going in the first half. Here's the problem, though. After the Cleveland defense works its arse off to get those three interceptions, the Browns' offense only manages 3 points off turnovers. Kind of had a theme of defenses with really impressive performances, but the offense is not doing enough in a few of the games that we saw on Sunday. Jalen Ramsey has something to say about the Rams' defense versus what's happening with the Rams' offense. And I know, did we get the Myles Garrett? Okay, so we'll hear from Myles Garrett too, because you know at times it gets frustrating when you play not just well enough to win, but you play a lights-out game on defense, but your offense keeps asking for more and more and more. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Maybe not asking for it, just needing it. Baltimore does get a spark with, we'll call it the Mark Andrews drive to open up the second half. Amazing catches and a good drive, a 75-yard march for the Ravens.
Third down and four as they spot the football at the 47 of Baltimore. Latavius Murray in the backfield next to Jackson. They're chatting with each other. Now Jackson asks for Brown to come in motion. He'll take the snap, looks left, now looks right, runs right, rolls the pocket, throws on the run. It's a wobbler up for grabs for Andrews, who comes back for it, makes the one-handed grab. And he was also held by Harrison while he did it at the 13-yard line, and a sea of flags came flying in. Jackson is fortunate because he threw it up for grabs, but Andrews made an unbelievable catch.
Jackson takes the snap, blitz pressure coming. Jackson, deep drop, he's back at the 35, lobs it to the end zone. Touchdown, Mark Andrews!
So first you hear Tom McCarthy on Westwood One, and then you hear the voice of Jerry Sandusky on Ravens Radio. Yeah, this Mark Andrews one-handed grab while he's got a grown man hanging off of his arm and pulling him down. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. So the Mark Andrews drive opens up the second half for the Baltimore Ravens. That 39-yard catch on third down, really the centerpiece. And the Ravens go up 13-3. Now Cleveland finally gets in the end zone late in the third quarter. David Njoku hauls in a 20-yard touchdown grab. But once again, what do we see from the Browns? The offense failing to take advantage of a ball that's handed to them, or a possession that's handed to them on a silver platter by the defense. Another Lamar interception, his fourth. But Cleveland gets nothing off of that extra possession, that bonus possession. The Baltimore defense did everything it had to do and then some to overcome Lamar's miscues and the offense not finding any type of a groove. The Ravens allowed just 40 rushing yards. They sacked Baker Mayfield three times. Of course, they have a couple of takeaways in there. And get this, no Cleveland trips to the red zone. Not even one in this game between the two AFC North rivals. Ultimately, Baltimore stops Cleveland on fourth down. But I have to be honest, as I'm watching this game and then listening to it on the radio, I never really felt like the Browns were a threat to score late. I just didn't. I don't have any confidence in their offense. And while I'm not on Instagram, if you are, you can look up the post from now Kareem Hunt's dad. And he mentions there's no videos. This is not like OBJ's dad. Just an observation. So he's making his observations about what's happening with Baker Mayfield. He's making his observations that things are not right and Baker Mayfield's not right. And so we'll hear from Kevin Stefanski, Baker Mayfield, Myles Garrett, as the Browns now go into their bye week, desperately needed. They go into their bye week with three losses in five games. And let's be honest, still very much alive in the AFC North, but now it's 6-6. If you don't win that division, there is so much competition for wild cards that really winning the division is the best way to go. But they're now 2.5 games back of the Ravens in the North, and the Bengals are in second place. As for the Ravens, they are redesigning resilient in 2021. I am amazed at the number of their nine lives they've used. Do you know in 7 out of their 10 games a season, and this didn't apply to this game, but it's just another example of how many close games they've played in 7 of their 10 games this year going into tonight, they trailed in the fourth quarter. And yet, hear me, the Ravens are the top seed in the AFC right now. Tennessee fell in New England. The Ravens win on Sunday Night Football, and Baltimore is now the top seed in the AFC. It really does change.
Perfect. It's not pretty sometimes, usually, but it is us.
Usually. I love that. Great characterization by one John Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh also having a good weekend, so I guess it was a great Thanksgiving for the Harbaugh family, right? Let's play a little game of who's hot and who's not. I don't care if it's pro, college, team, individual. You know who's super hot, both emotionally, but also in terms of his basketball? That would be Steph Curry. Did you guys see his crazy outburst in LA? Oh my gosh. Anyway, we don't really have time for basketball on this edition of the show. But find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. You can also use our show Twitter. Who's hot and who is most definitely not? I'll put the post up on Facebook as well. We're glad to have you with us. Post-Thanksgiving, hard to believe, but December is on the horizon. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Fourth down and 10. From the far hash mark, moving from left to right, Mayfield out of the gun. Drops back to pass. Throws to Njoku underneath. He does not get to the first down marker. He's wrapped up and taken down by Tyus Bowser at the 31-yard line of Cleveland on the far sideline. And the Ravens will take over with a 6-point lead and 48 seconds to play.
Defense was just off the charts. I mean, that's one of the best defensive performances that we've seen out here in a long time. To hold that offense down the way they did, to hold that rushing attack down the way they did, the play-action passing game that they have, the boots, the hard play actions, the chunk passes. They had a few, but thus far, our guys played tremendously well.
Hits, misses, and messes. Time to talk football after hours with Amy Lawrence.
The assessment by John Harbaugh of his Ravens defense, and for sure, it was off the charts. Two sacks, two takeaways, both fumbles, one by Jarvis Landry, one by Baker Mayfield on hard hits, and then 40 yards rushing. That's it. That's all the Ravens defense allows. It was tough to come by any type of consistent offense in this game, so credit the Cleveland defense for playing just as well and keeping the Browns close enough that they had a shot at the end. But the way that the Ravens were able to stuff the run, especially with the return of Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb managed just 16 yards on 8 carries. That's 2 yards per carry for Nick Chubb, one of the best in the league. Kareem Hunt, no better. 7 attempts, 20 yards. Kevin Stefanski points out after the game that they've run very well against loaded boxes, but the Ravens were selling out. And you want to know why? Because Baker Mayfield isn't throwing downfield. I don't want to say he can't, but in 2021, there is no vertical element to speak of with the Browns offense. And it's obvious that everybody knows it. They want to run the ball. They want to use their tight ends. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, although Austin Hooper is really spotty. Sometimes he's great, but a lot of times he's just not. The way that the Ravens were able to run the ball, and when they had the possession and they weren't giving it back to Cleveland to be able to control the tempo, they are a team that finds crazy ways to win. 6-1 in games decided by 8 points or fewer. So 6-1 in these single score margins of victory. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. What's hot? What's not? Who's hot? Who's not? On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. And then you can find us on Facebook. Haven't had a chance to put that up yet, but I definitely will. Let's get a little more reaction from the Ravens, including Lamar Jackson, who didn't love the fact that he threw the 4 picks.
Well, just watch film and critique myself like I always do. I'm hot, dude. I threw 4 interceptions, 3 first half. I feel like those drives, when the interceptions came, we could have did something on those drives. We could have put points on the board. And I just told my team, like, that's me. I owe y'all.
Lamar is a guy that, you know, he makes so many plays for us. And, of course, the quarterback, you know, the interceptions, one of them was tipped, whatever. But, you know, he wants those plays back. He's mad about him. He's a massive competitor. Yet he doesn't let it take control of him, all right? He's able to push it aside, and he's able to go play the next series and give you great football.
We're in control of our own destiny, which is a beautiful thing. But we got to get better. We got to get better in every, you know, aspect. But, you know, we got a bunch of fighters on this team. Like I said, we believe, we trust each other. And we're going to come each and every day, to work, to get better, to try to be the best team that we can be. And so, yeah, I think if we do that, you know, throughout these weeks, especially these divisional games, we're going to reap the benefit of that.
The voice of one Mark Andrews after Lamar Jackson, who specifically says, I'm hot. Though he didn't mean it the way that we are asking the question. He didn't mean it the way we've posed the question. But I suppose you can say, yes, Lamar Jackson is hot. As in mad, as in angry at himself. As in,
I'm hot.
Uh-huh. As in telling the rest of his team, I owe y'all. I love him. He just says it like it is. There's no pretense with Lamar Jackson. He takes ownership. He takes accountability. And for that reason, John Harbaugh says he has the ability to bounce back. He never stops working. The Baltimore Ravens now sit as the top seed in the AFC. Let's just be honest. It's a weekly occurrence. It's a revolving door, if you will, that another team takes over. But good for Baltimore. These are games that prepare you to win in the playoffs. Why? Because the postseason generally is not pretty football. In some cases, maybe. Not always. It's a lot grittier. As the weather turns colder, as we see more games in the snow, woo! It becomes imperative that you run the ball and that you play tough defense. And those are the two elements of football that travel the best. Regardless of any situation, if you can run the ball and defend, you have a chance to win. Period. End of story. But not the end of the show, so don't tune out. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. How about the Cleveland Browns dropped 3 of 5 as they head into their bye week?
Very, very disappointing and frustrated in that game. Credit to Baltimore. They did a good job. They beat us, and then we got to get to this bye week and fix some things.
Very frustrating. I mean, that's kind of the story of our season so far, is not being able to play complimentary football. I mean, besides the Cincinnati game, defense, I thought, played great. I mean, when you're playing an offense like that is talented as they are, and Lamar's running around and making plays like that, it's just, we need to play better.
Fix some things, says Kevin Stefanski. I suppose that's just the umbrella that covers it all. Yeah, we definitely need to fix some things.
Don't really care.
Well, they weren't home, at least in the dog pound, to get booed so that we don't get sullen and surly Baker Mayfield. But I got to tell you, you can't be trying to trade Kareem Hunt because his dad is also posting on Instagram, though he tried to be very respectful, but did in fact express his concerns, airing his grievances like it's Festivus about Baker Mayfield and the Browns offense. Now, if you're Myles Garrett, two things happen in this game. Number one, you tie the record for most sacks in a single season. Big milestone. This goes back to 1984 Browns fans Reggie Camp. So 14 sacks. But as well as the defense plays, and it definitely does, four interceptions off Lamar Jackson. And really holding him to stretches, but relatively brief stretches, not bleep stretches, although I suppose that would apply to relatively brief stretches where he's effective moving the ball. So if you're Myles Garrett and the Cleveland defense, gosh, you know you've done your job.
I mean, it's very frustrating. You know, none of the guys will tell you otherwise. Like, when you have that kind of performance, I'm not saying you expect to win, but you expect to, you know, have a chance. And that's all we're given. We're given a chance, and we didn't get it done on defense or on offense.
I suppose the Chicago Bears defense has had years in which it could identify with this exact same feeling. And similar sentiments also expressed by one Jalen Ramsey after the Rams-Packers game, which we will get to before long. So, yeah, you tie the sack record. And the way that he's moving up the charts, the way that he's played, you would expect that he's going to own that record all by himself pretty soon. But if your team is 6-6 and you go into the bye on 3 losses in 5 games, how do you celebrate that?
Not with a loss. It didn't matter if I had 5 sacks a day. A loss, it don't mean anything. I want to win just as bad or more than anybody. No matter what anybody says, no matter what they say about me dapping up Lamar, us dapping up their players, we want to win.
Who's hot? Who's not? My goodness, I could go a list of about 24 on each side of this, but the Browns offense most definitely is not. They have to run the ball to be effective. They have to. They don't have enough deep threats. And right now, Baker Mayfield's not connecting with them, even when they do have guys that get vertical. And I'm glad he's feeling better. He said that he felt better physically. But the offense has got to toe the line, has got to carry its weight. You can't expect the defense to do everything. I'm sure it's frustrating. In fact, Kevin Stefanski was even asked after the game about a potential quarterback change, which I think is dumb, but you can't watch what Baker Mayfield's doing right now, as hurt as he is, as banged up as he is, as ineffective as the passing game is right now. You can't look at what's happening on offense for the Browns and at least not consider it. Again, I think it's a dumb idea, but something's got to change. Something's got to give. By the way, don't you love the total irony of the NFL sometimes? Freddie Kitchens, of course, I don't know that he was ever really supposed to be hired in Cleveland as the head coach or promoted as the head coach. I didn't love that move when it happened.
If you don't wear brown and orange, you don't matter.
But there it was. He took over for the Browns. It went horribly wrong. The offense went off the rails with him as the head coach in his brief stint. Then he goes to the New York Giants, where he and Joe Judge have a long relationship going back to when they coached in the college ranks. Joe Judge never really wanted to keep Jason Garrett around, finally is allowed to fire him, promotes Freddie Kitchens. I'm not telling you the Giants offense rewrote the book on Sunday, but the Giants offense did win in large part because of the defense. But Freddie Kitchens is calling the plays for the Giants as his former team is sliding away offensively. Yeah, just the NFL, it's so much about ebbs and flows. You can never get comfortable. Honestly, you're never really on solid ground. You're constantly fighting, scratching, clawing. So a little game of who's hot, who's not in week 12. Because it'll change by next week. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I'll put that post up. And then our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've got so much to get to in the NFL. Want to hit the Niners, who are definitely hot, even with all of their injuries. Certainly want to talk about the Packers. Remember we did the whole discussion last week of who's the best team in the AFC, who's the best team in the NFC, knowing, of course, that it's all temporary. Well, the Packers made a big statement on Sunday at Lambeau. So we'll look at the NFC West and just the NFC picture overall. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Rodgers in the shotgun, Dillon to his right. Give Dillon, and why not? Fake to Dillon, rolling right, Rodgers to the end zone. Touchdown, bad foot and all. Aaron Rodgers with a beautiful play fake, and he rolls the right side and scores. Now Aaron Jones moves to the slot right side. Snap, Rodgers looking around. Fires it over the middle, handle, caught, touchdown, Green Bay. Snap to A-Rod in the pocket, dumps it over the middle. He's got Dillon, breaks a tackle to the end zone. Touchdown! Troy Reader could not bring down A.J. Dillon. And the Packers extend the lead to 26-17.
It's time to pull on the pads and hit somebody. on After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Do you hear the roars from Lambeau Field? They're still echoing. Man, what an atmosphere. As Matthew Stafford returns, not as a member of the Lions, but a member of the Los Angeles Rams in desperate need of a win, but it did not happen at Lambeau Field, even with the fractured pinky toe, which, incidentally, the Packers and Aaron Rodgers say he's considering surgery now because he's in so much pain. Not sure what that would mean for him moving forward. They do have a bye week finally, which they desperately need. So we'll see whether or not there's an operation in Aaron Rodgers' future, but they continue to play extremely well. And I know they lost to Minnesota last week, but that was still a great game for the offense. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk a little Rams and Packers. Who's hot? Who's not? You're already...
I'm hot.
Yeah. We got you. But you're not playing along. You're actually saying you're not. You're hot because you're not, is what Lamar Jackson is telling us. You're already blowing up our MetaFace page, so you can find... I didn't come up with a fun GIF or anything like that. I'm not hot when it comes to fun GIFs and memes and all that jazz on social media. But you can just answer the question, because I'm assuming that most of you can read. We've already got dozens of comments there. Soon we'll have our Monday MVP poll up, because boy, do we have some impressive candidates yet again. But Rams and Packers, the primary game of the afternoon Sunday, the second round. And once again, Aaron Rodgers doesn't practice all week because of the broken toe, but Matthew Stafford seems to be serving things up now on a silver platter, right? After he fumbles early on, Rodgers has the TD run. He did look like he was limping a little bit. Then there's a failed fourth down run by the Los Angeles Rams, and the Packers turn around and tack on a field goal with the short field. Finally, Los Angeles is able to get a little rhythm going. I love the Stafford pass to Van Jefferson and the gamble there, but also the way that Jefferson beat his mark. 78 yards to get on the board for the Rams early on. And the second quarter was back and forth. It was actually a lot of fun. Exactly what you would want if you're Fox Sports, say, you've got this game as your marquee matchup of week 12. Both Randall Cobb and Van Jefferson have touchdowns, and Green Bay goes into the halftime up 20-17. And then as you hear with Wayne Larrivee on Packers radio, Green Bay's offense looks comfortable because Aaron Rodgers is comfortable and because A.J. Dillon is running extremely well. They're using him in a variety of situations, and he's so thrilled to be a feature guy now, even as Aaron Jones returns. So Green Bay opens up the third quarter with a 75-yard drive. Dillon actually catches a 5-yard TD, and the Packers are back up by 10. But we know the offense for the Rams can be explosive. We saw it in multiple ways. We have seen it through the course of the season, but we saw it with the Van Jefferson. Also, Odell Beckham Jr. with his first touchdown grab in this game. 54 yards in a one-on-one matchup. He just outran his D. Great route by OBJ. And you can tell that Sean McVay is trying to get the ball to him more now. But coming out of the bye, I guess I didn't expect that the Rams would get pushed around in the trenches. So that's one thing we're starting to see more and more now of the Rams on the offensive line and the defensive line. The way the Packers were able to run the ball, and the fact that for a third consecutive game, Matthew Stafford throws one very fatal mistake.
And here's the snap. Stafford, tight pocket, hit as he throws left side, it's intercepted, down the right sidelines, Douglas to the house, high stepping, touchdown, Green Bay, in a third quarter, dagger, it's 36-17.
By the way, Rasul Douglas mistimes his Lambeau leap and comes up short, but the fans kind of haul him in. It was pretty cool. Good for him. Congratulations to Rasul Douglas on the pick six. Now, LA does cobble together 10 points in the fourth quarter, but falls short again. And so a third straight loss for the Rams. Are they still the top wild card in the NFC? Yup. but you're going the wrong way. So I'm going to say Rams offense. It's not just not hot. It's freezing ice cold. Freezing cold takes. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. You can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page to answer the question. Packers come out with this laser focus, and it's got to be nice to get back in the win column against one of the top teams in your conference going into the bye.
Our guys did exactly what we asked them to do. We knew it was going to be a tough game. Got a lot of respect for the Rams. They've got great players, great coaches. We knew it was going to be a four-quarter battle, and it was exactly that. But our guys stayed focused, and we talked about emptying the tank, and I think we're at a point where everybody's pretty exhausted, but it definitely feels good going into the bye week on a win.
I like where we're at. I like our football team. This is shaping up. You know, we got some more home games down the stretch. These are the type of winter games, you know, where we can and have effectively thrown the football.
Green Bay nearly doubles up the Rams in time of possession. And I know the Rams are more of a quick strike. They've lost a lot of their running backs or a lot of their run game. But the way that Green Bay controlled the ball was really impressive. And Matthew Stafford, the rest of the Rams, they cannot afford to give up the ball and turn it over so many times.
You can't come into Lambeau Field and have three turnovers in minus territory and expect to, play the game you want to play. You know, we were able to fight back, and I got a ton of, confidence and respect in the guys in our locker room, the way that we battled and kept playing. But it's a whole lot easier when you're playing the game on your terms a little bit and being able to dictate the game the way we want to. Do nothing but look in the mirror, find ways to get better, continue to just try to be as fundamentally sound as I possibly can at all times, and that usually, gets us going in the right direction.
Did you all see Sean McVay just scream into his play card on a late ball that it was just a bad play call, honestly, but wasn't executed well either with Odell Beckham Jr. on the sidelines, ball overthrown, and McVay just smashes his play card into his face and yells. He keeps saying they're still right there in the mix, and he knows this is not who they are, and they still have more guaranteed games. And they are 7-4. They are the top team that's not a division leader in the NFC. We'll get to those standings coming up. Who's hot? Who's not? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.